and blues singer Ma Rainey died on this date in 1939. The musician was born Gertrude Pridgett on April 26, 1886, in Columbus, Georgia, to minstrel troupers. The first popular stage entertainer to incorporate authentic blues in her song repertoire, Rainey performed during the first three decades of the 20th century. Known as the mother of the blues, she enjoyed mass popularity during the blues craze of the 1920s. Rainey recorded in various musical settings and exhibited the influence of genuine rural blues. She is widely recognized as the first great female blues vocalist. Rainey worked at the Springer Opera House in 1900, performing as a singer and dancer in the local talent show called A Bunch of Blackberries. In 1904, she married comedy songster William Pa Rainey. Billed as Ma and Pa Rainey, the couple toured Southern tent shows and cabarets. Rainey first recorded for the Paramount label in 1923. Her first session featured the traditional number Bow Weevil Blues. 1923 also saw the release of Moonshine Blues with Levy Austin and Yonder Comes the Blues with Louis Armstrong. That same year, Rainey recorded C.C. Rider. In 1924, pianist and arranger Thomas A. Dorsey recruited members for Rainey's touring band, the Wildcats Jazz Band. Until 1926, Rainey performed with her Wild Jazz Cats on the Theater Owners Booking Association circuit. In 1927, Rainey cut sides such as Black Cat Hoot Owl Blues with the Tub Jug Washboard Band. During her last sessions, held in 1928, she sang in the company of her former pianist Thomas Georgia Tom Dorsey and guitarist Hudson Tampa Red Whitaker, producing such numbers as Black Eye Blues, Runaway Blues, and Sleep Talking Blues. Opie Reed was born in Nashville, Tennessee, on this date in 1852. Reed, a newspaper man who co-founded the comic newspaper The Arkansas Traveler, wrote several successful novels. In his heyday, Reed was one of the best-paid novelists in America. Arkansas provided much of the education for this newspaper man, author, and lecturer, as he worked for three Little Rock newspapers, the Arkansas Gazette, the Arkansas Evening Democrat, and the Evening Ledger. His work as city editor and his associations with the state's antebellum elite provided him with decades of literary material. On this date in 1864, during the Civil War, Union General William T. Sherman sent a message to President Lincoln from Georgia saying, "I beg to present you as a Christmas gift the city of Savannah." For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.